with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump seems pleased with arguments made at the Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility today. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, including documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and other sensitive national security matters. That's according to a Justice Department report that nonetheless says no criminal charges are warranted for him or anyone else. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East after a snub by Israel rejecting the latest proposed Gaza ceasefire plan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his most recent Middle East trip after getting a virtual slap in the face from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu dismissed a proposed ceasefire deal from Hamas and said Israel's offensive in Gaza would continue until Israel is completely victorious. Blinken returns to Washington with divisions between the United States and Israel at perhaps their worst level since Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza began in October. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 49 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P 500 advanced by 3 points. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Bomberger says they titled it He Is He.
It celebrates boyhood, it celebrates manhood, it celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talks about masculinity as toxic, and we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mom and dad, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have a section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Bomberger and his wife Bethany released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. He says with public schools pushing transgenderism on small kids, it's important Christian parents address the issue. This is SRN News. There's concern about a proposed mining operation.
A company's plan in southeast Utah to extract lithium is drawing concern on how the project could affect water from the Colorado River. An Australian company and its U.S. subsidiaries are analyzing saline waters deep underground. Anson Resources' plan has sparked concerns about the lithium project's potential water use, especially as the company also seeks rights to water from the Green River, a tributary of the Colorado River, the overtapped powerhouse of the American West upon which 40 million people rely. John Scott reported.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry will deploy Louisiana National Guard members to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Landry announced the plan Thursday at a news conference at Louisiana's capital. He joins a growing list of Republican governors who have offered state resources at the border. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.